18. Approve the agenda. Mrs. Jennings, any change on the agenda, your knowledge?
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, we have no amendments or changes to today's agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as posted.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second. Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of August the 4th. Any corrections, questions, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved as read. Mr. Moore, correspondence.
Yes, Mr. President. We have one letter, and it was a thank you letter for the generous grant of members of Sussex County Council to the Crisis House. And it's from Sussex Community Crisis Housing Service, Inc. And that is all.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from Council? Okay. Public comments. Mr. Guy, anybody signed up? Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good afternoon. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest, Georgetown. I had went to the Board of Adjustment meetings on August 3rd. They had a fence variance that they were doing. I brought up some questions at the Board of Adjustments meeting. During the conversation back and forth, the Board of Adjustment Board seemed to believe that a fence over and 3.5 feet off of a state road, 40 feet back, was illegal and needed a variance. Most of them, all in the opinion on a barbed wire, seemed to come back to barbed wire fence is illegal. There was a few other things discussed in that. It's all on the county recorded on the website. If you can find it, it's like the third or fourth one down there. Go through, listen to that back and forth between the Board of Adjustments and myself. I mumble like I do a little bit here, but it came through clear on their end. You do have a problem with what is allowed, what's not allowed, how can building or Director Lang approve a fence at a certain height when it should have gone for a variance. And like I'd stated on the back of your permit form where it says the 3.5 foot, from what I understand, it's all over the place. Can you put a 6-foot chain link fence out to the road? And B, because it's open, is that legal? Or is it a 3.5, 6 foot? It's all over the place. And it's just my situation. I'm pretty well signed, sealed, and delivered. I have to live with the fence until I do something about it. But it should not be other people's problems when it comes up, should come up all the time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dan Kramer.
No, I don't want to do it in public.
My name is Dan Kramer. You know, I tell you what, I told you a long time ago, you keep messing with your employees. Now I'm going to tell you like this. You tease a dog long enough, he's going to bite you. Well, I believe you just got bit with that union coming in. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Nancy Feichtel.
There she is.
Presentation on Sussex Senior Transportation Cooperative.
Yes, and I didn't bring any PowerPoint with me because Mr. Lawson said to keep it short. I won't lose you in the weeds. And I'm actually, I'm going to tell you when I used to be an English teacher how I would tell people to speak. I would always say, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to do all those steps. I am only going to tell you what we have done, why we did it, and how we did it. And I'll keep it brief. We have happily become an affiliate of ITN America. We had to have raised at least a minimum of $150,000, but we raised $220,000. We became an affiliate with the only nationwide senior transportation cooperative that there is. It's been in business for 20 years. Last week it was recognized by Congress as being the best example of aging-in-place programs in America. And we are ITN Southern Delaware. The way ITN Southern Delaware works, and we are launching right now, I will tell you in the map that you have in there, there is a phase one, because we couldn't launch in the entire county all at one time, simply because we'll get paper from everywhere and calls from everywhere. So we're launching at the on the beach side, phase one, starting in August, and from then on, and we will start rides in September. So now we are launching from membership and volunteer drivers in the phase one area. In the phase two area, which is Georgetown and all the rest of the, if you look at your map, the phase two area, we were launched for membership and volunteers in the spring. So we will be up and running then. The way the system works is that volunteer drivers cannot accept any money. By the way, we're connected to a cloud that has all the accounts, all the GPS, all the routes, everything. And the volunteer driver banks credits in their account for the miles they voluntarily take people, and we will take them anywhere. It is not just in the membership area. If the membership was just in, like in Bethany Beach, if their membership, and they need to go to Seaford or Salisbury, Ocean City, we will take them. And the rider keeps money in their account to pay $1.25 a mile to wherever they wish to go. They may go 24/7, but we will have dispatchers that will work during the week. So you have to book your trip ahead of time. We are not an emergency service, like, please get me to BB Hospital, I'm having a heart attack. We will take you to the dog, take your dog to the vet, take you to the dentist, go get your hair done. Most of the rides are medical appointments, dentist appointments, and someone will be there to pick you up at a given time. And again, that's 24/7, and the members who are riders pay $1.25 a mile. We have done a cost analysis against taxis and Uber, and trust us, we are one-third of the cost. I don't have time to go into the details, but for example, it was in the News Journal that a typical five-mile ride in a taxi, and of course, most of this is urban statistics, the five-mile ride in a taxi is about $34.30, a five-mile ride in Uber is $31.20, and a five-mile one-way ride with ITN Southern Delaware is under $9. Wow. So it's because we're a nonprofit. We are totally a nonprofit. So we are launched, memberships are coming in. You have in front of you where we will have our August speakings in libraries and things like that. Please visit the website, itnsoutherndelaware.org, and it gives all the applications, all the regions, all the stages, the national affiliation, and how that works. Now, why did we do it? We did it. I started out for selfish reasons. There are many of us around here with no transportation. My son lives in San Francisco, and my daughter lives in Annapolis. They're not going to take me to get my hair cut. And most people are like that. And when I got doing the demographics myself, and when ITN did the feasibility studies for us, they discovered something alarming. The national average of people 60 and above in any state is 16%. The state of Delaware, as a state, is 30%. This is current. This is not projected. And if you will notice that if you look on your map, and it says on there 55 and older, that's because they are really 60 now, because this is the 2010 census. Wow. If you look on this map, you will find out in these communities, for instance, for Hobart Beach, 44% of the population is currently 60 and older. Bethany Beach, 59% of the population is currently 59 and older. And keep in mind, Fenwick Islands, the population is 69% is 60 and older. And again, the national average is 16%. And most people are moving here at the eight. By the way, I have to throw statistics. This is me. But Ed Simon did a study on the replacement populations in Sussex County. That would be comparing the babies born to people who died. We have no natural replacement here. All our increase in population is from move-ins from out of state as of 2013. So it's alarming, and I got worried, and I'm selfish. I wanted to know who was going to take me to get a haircut and to my doctor and things like that. So that's why I launched this. Now, how did we get this done? You remember seeing me. I was up here groveling a year ago, and I asked you, startlingly, for $35,000 for the affiliation fee. And you didn't give me all that, but you gave me some. Okay, you gave me some. The first benefactor was BB Healthcare. Mm-hmm. Jeff Fried said, Nancy, we need it so badly, we will give you $10,000 up front.
Great. Great.
And then you all came through in grants, two small grants over the year, for the total of $7,000. That wasn't big money, but that was an endorsement mm-hmm. from you. Then at Rotaries and associations of widowed persons, some donations as small as $6, mm-hmm. That kind of thing. We raised another $45,000. That was hard going. Yeah. Then when we went to the Longwood Foundation, they said, well, we're not having much luck in Sussex, but we'll give you $50,000 if you match it in 6 weeks. Ooh. But you can't use old monies. Mm-hmm. And then hold on to your seats. The Department of Transportation, that is $780 million in debt, said, what do you need? And they said, I said, we have to have $50,000. They said, the check will be in the mail tomorrow. We got $50,000 from the Department of Transportation, and then some other generous gifts. Shell Brothers gave us $35,000. Regeneron, which is a pharmaceutical company that sponsors rides in sight, where you get free rides if you're getting drops in your eyes. Mm-hmm. So, and the other thing I want to tell you is, I keep forgetting to tell you, so I'm just going to throw it in now. This program is for people 55 and older. Can become members. Now, we're the only state they're allowing 55, but they looked at a population and said, well, a lot of people will live down here part-time, and for $35 annual membership, they'll have a rider program, and if all of a sudden they break their foot and can't drive, they just pay by the mile, so they already have built in, and they may want to start banking their own miles for when they retire here. The other group that we will carry is any partially sighted or blind adults. They do not have to be 55. If you're visually impaired, you may join at 21. So it's for those people too. So that is what we did. And why we did it, and how we did it, and what we want of everyone is to get the word out. We want you to, we will have applications are online, and you're going to hear this again, www.itnsoutherndelaware.org. Please go to the website. I'm appealing to middle-aged people, because we've had a lot of calls from elderly people who say, well, I don't know how to fill it in on the website, or I don't know what to do. I say, do you have anybody around you who has a computer and can help you fill it in online? If not, as of next week, there will be applications in all the libraries in the service areas along the beach, along the beach, and it includes, by the way, the biggest population zip code is Millsboro. So Millsboro is in this. As you see from the map that you may have, it goes from Milton down to Rehoboth Lewis. Millsboro, even though it's an east-west kind of zip code, on down to Fenwick and up to Selbyville, because Fenwick and Selbyville are essentially the same area. So please spread the word anytime we can get any press out of it or anytime we can get the word out. Oh, and I want to mention one more thing. Cheer Center has been wonderful. I talked to them when I originated this idea, and I said, I'm not in competition with you. And they said, of course not. We have so big a problem here that we can all help solve it together. And they have served as our business incubator. They have given us an office in their Cheer Center in Milton. That's just for dispatchers. They have let us have free Wi-Fi. They're putting it in out in their cheer newsletters. They're also letting us use Cheer Centers for public presentations and that kind of, and stacks of applications in all the Cheer Centers and that kind of thing. So they have been wonderful to us, and we appreciate, and we told them we were going to give back. And the way we're going to give back, as time goes on, they run an Alzheimer's daycare, and one of their most consistent problems is somebody doesn't come and pick up somebody from daycare, and at 4 o'clock it's time for the thing to close. So they have to pay a nurse $55 an hour to stay for the extra hour. And we said we will always be on call, that we will have a volunteer driver available to you because we're in this game together. But again, my kudos to the Cheer Center. And my kudos to you all. The sum wasn't big, but you endorsed me. And that kicked in the state money, which kicked in the Longwood money, which got us rolling. So again, I'm here with good news and to thank you. And by the way, if only 5% of the senior population of Sussex County joins this co-op, there will be 4,000 members with an average of 40,000 trips a year that the state doesn't have to pay for, nor do you. So thank you again for everything.
I have a question real quick. Which is more hard work for you, starting schools or starting this?
This is the last project I will ever have. Okay. I promised my husband that.
Okay.
I've been out for a year and a half, and I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd care about transportation. So I'm done now. This has been hard, and I didn't even make myself executive director. Sure. I hired one. I've enjoyed all I can stand.
Before you walk away.
Thank you. Miss Nancy, real quick. Mr. President, just a very quick comment, I know. I just have to say, as a caretaker for my mother and my father, whereas they have no transportation, and it is a struggle for caretakers, I have to tell you, and not to mention, DART does the best they can under the circumstances, and they have been a blessing. I have to tell you, I'm thrilled with this, and commend you for truly being a blessing for those in real needs. I have to tell you, because our aging population is a challenge, and it is continuing to be a big importance for our county, and you really have come to a solution from the private sector and found a solution to a big challenge, so I commend you for that.
Oh, okay, thank you, and I want you to know that this is arm through arm, door through door, dignified transportation.
Yeah.
You're not waiting for a shuttle to pick you up.
Somebody comes
and walks you down with your walker and that kind of thing, and it's personal, and it's your neighbor who is taking it.
Well, congratulations.
Care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is a consent agenda, two wastewater agreements.